All right, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680. Mac Williamson, as I say, if you're a right-handed hitter in this camp, they like to look at you, and you're getting a good look this spring.
Yeah, I think, opportunities are everywhere right now. And, I'm just trying to continue to get better, work on some of the things they're giving me to work on, and just take it from there.
Mac, just so the folks understand your history here, you were a pitcher in high school. And you're a darn good pitcher, then went to Wake Forest and became a power hitter. But you've had some injuries along the way. What's happened to you?
Yeah, so I pitched a little bit my junior and senior year of high school and ended up tearing my labrum and had surgery my freshman year of college in October, so right when I got to campus. So that set me out my first year. And then after that, I knew the road would be much longer as a pitcher coming back from that surgery. So. I miss hitting. I was a catcher before I pitched, so I miss hitting, and I wanted to get back out there. And thankfully, the coaches at Wake gave me an opportunity to earn a spot in the outfield, and that's what happened.
All right, growing up, what kind of baseball fan were you? Who'd you root for? I guess you're a pitcher then. You're probably rooting for the pitchers at that point.
Well, in North Carolina, obviously, we don't have a major league team, so you're either an Orioles fan or a Braves fan, and I kind of fell on the Braves and. You know, that was the Maddox and Smoltz and Glavin and Chipper Jones, Andrew Jones, Rafael Furcal, that whole crew. So they had a pretty good group of guys there. And, one specific guy I can't say that I catered towards, but, it was just fun to watch when they won all those pennants in a row. Definitely made for an enjoyable childhood.
Well, you learn a lot. Mac Williamson with us, of course, a power-hitting outfielder now. Coming up through the Giants minor league system has had a couple of injuries. Being a pitcher, and you're a heck of a good pitcher, what kind of a pitcher were you? Power all the way?
Yeah, I guess you could say I was a power pitcher. I mean, I was very inexperienced. I didn't really know what I was doing out there other than just throw as hard as I could to the catcher. I enjoyed the competition with the hitter. I enjoyed the one-on-one battle. Obviously, statistically, you have more success as a pitcher than you do have as a hitter. So that was a little more fun.
Yeah, I guess also, if you're a pitcher, you sort of think a little bit, and then now you're a hitter, you have to think a little bit like the pitcher thinks. I assume that's right.
Yeah, that's correct. You're always trying to figure out what the other team's trying to do to you, what they see, with your swing, where they see the holes, just analyze and try to attack, your weakness.
All right, coming out of Wake Forest, of course, you get drafted by the Giants. What do you think when the Giants picked you?
I thought it was great. I had a teammate signed as a free agent from college to the Giants. Mike Murray is a hitter, first baseman catcher type deal. And he had a lot of good things to say about the organization. So I was excited to get started. I knew they had won it in 10, and they were making a run that year in 12. So I was excited to... I didn't know a whole lot about professional baseball in terms of, how it works, how the progression works, how the levels work. I think a lot of people don't understand that. So, I was just excited about the opportunity to play past college. Obviously, there's not a lot of people that get that chance. And I'm very fortunate to have gotten that chance. And, I was looking forward to it.
It's funny you say that. I'm just thinking, now you're a college kid. You have some sophistication, Wake Forest. Yeah, it's a major school in the ACC. But your first day as a pro... In other words, you're not in college anymore. You show up, your first day as a pro. What is that like?
It was pretty cool. I got out here in Arizona, and I got out here the same day as the second-round pick that year, Martin Augusta. We both signed about the same time. So we got out here at the same time. We were roommates. A little bit lost at first. You're from North Carolina. I'm all the way across the country. It wasn't structured right away. Get a physical here, get the test done here. So... you're kind of running like a chicken with your head cut off there for a few days. And obviously they wanted to get us some practice in before they threw us in a game. The first game was really, that was the most fun getting out there. I think my first game was over at Papago playing the A's here in the rookie league. And I got a hit in my first at bat, a little C&I single in the four hole to score a run. So that was pretty cool.
Boy, way to get it started. All right, you make a big breakthrough. At San Jose, you had 30 home runs, and you're the power hitter of the organization. Then you had the injury next, and this is what we're coming back from now.
Yeah, I mean, I had a, you know, a good 2013. I was really pleased with my progression as the year went on. I learned a lot. You know, I made a lot of improvements. I had a lot to make, you know, heading into the season last year with an opportunity to move up to AA. And I was really excited. Obviously, I got an invite to camp last year, and I was really excited to work with the guys up here with Bam Bam and Joe, Will Clark and all those guys. And, you know, it was definitely an exciting time for me. So having an injury, you know, right there in the middle of camp and, you know, having to rehab from it, attempt to rehab and then find out that it wasn't going to be and I was going to need surgery, that was definitely pretty frustrating.
All right, so it's Tommy John surgery and, of course, the rehab that goes with it, but you're not a pitcher. You're an outfielder. So now how does that affect your game?
I don't think it will affect it in the long run. I think this year, well, you know, I'll have some ups and downs. Just like with any surgery, you know, one day you'll be feeling on top of the world and the next you'll be feeling like you need surgery again. That's just the nature of the beast. You know, so far in camp, they've been, you know, very good about making sure that I'm not overdoing it, while at the same time making sure that I'm getting as much work in as I can. The last 2 days, I've been able to play outfield, so back-to-back days for the first time since surgery, and my arm feels great today. So that's definitely encouraging and exciting.
All right, well, that's good news, Mac Williamson. All right, what hitting? Now, of course, hitting is going to get you up to the big leagues. Not your pitching and not your throwing, I'll tell you that. But the hitting is going to get you up here. What do you have to work on as a hitter?
Well, I have a tendency to get a little bit too big in the game. My swing gets a little long, and I was actually just out there with Will Clark working in the cages trying to fix a few things. You know, I'm seeing the ball really well right now, which is very pleasing, having been out for 10 months. I feel like my pitch selection has been fairly good, and I don't feel overpowered or overwhelmed, which is great. But there's definitely a few things I need to do in the game to shorten, be quicker, you know, and not miss the pitches, the few pitches that you're allowed.
You know, you hear the phrase a lot, the swing is a little bit long. What does that really mean? Is it a later swing, or it just takes you longer to get from the up position right through the zone?
Well, I have a tendency to get in a good load position, and then, you know, when the ball's in mid-flight, I kind of reach back for more. So I kind of, you know, separate my hands from my front foot a little longer than I need to, which, you know, creates me just be, you know, 2 or 3 hundredths of a second late, and that's all you need in this game to the difference between a line drive and, you know, fouling the ball off or popping it up or just missing it.
All right. No, good point. Good tip on hitting for everyone who's listening. What did you major in at Wake Forest?
Well, I didn't graduate. I got drafted my redshirt junior year. Yeah. I had 23 hours left, but my major was finance, and I was also in the Masters of Accounting program.
Wow. So was I. Accounting. Well, I never got a master's, but I have an accounting degree, believe it or not. It's fun. It keeps you orderly, I think, in baseball too, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I figured with, you know, those 2 degrees, I felt like I could be the most marketable possible for the working world, the business world.
All right. Nice to have you with us. Feeling good in camp. And the one hit I saw you get, man, you ripped it up the middle. I thought that was a pretty good shot.
Yeah, they left the fastball up, and I hit it up the middle. I was pleased to, you know, help the team. I'm sure you're talking about the Dodgers game, you know, I know that means a lot to the fans to beat the Dodgers. Obviously, we tied, but to be out there helping the organization beat a team that's their rival, it's definitely a thrill.
Well, it's nice to see the ball jump off your bat. That's what I like. That ball jumped off this guy's bat.
Yeah, I made solid contact. I was on time for once. And it's just something, it's something that I need to be more consistent with.
Yeah, very encouraging. Mac, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you later.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
All right, more coming up in KNBR 680, the sports leader.